Welcome back. It's a little later than usual on a Wednesday, but we're still going to get our view from the moon on this bye week. CSNChicago.com Bears insider John Moon Mullen joining us here on set before he goes out and joins some buddies for a nice dinner and then sees the All Blacks later on
this week. Yes, I am.
If the last 2 weeks, Moon, are different, are we spending nearly as much time, you know, trying to examine how Mark handles this team, you know, even if it's a split the last couple of weeks? And in addition to that, what were some of your impressions about how he and Phil handled this Monday press conference? There were a few I don't knows that you were kind of questioning. Is it almost better to say, rather than I don't know, it's an internal matter and I'm dealing with it with these players?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, you're kind of only as good a coach as your players are ultimately. Mm-hmm. I looked all through my records. I did not find Trestman throwing any of those interceptions. Mm-hmm. I didn't find Aaron Korber missing any of the blocks. So, you know, to put this in perspective, it's sometimes the coach gets too much credit and too much blame. And ultimately it does come back, Dan, as you can certainly say, it comes back to players executing. And when things are, if they were doing well, if they beat Carolina, if they hold on, if they win a couple of these games that they arguably should have, this whole conversation is different. You know, when things were going reasonably well, Mark's approach was great. You know, he's letting them be men. It's a really bad leadership style. You know, I don't have a rooting interest, and I, as a beat writer, I don't want to take a side in this kind of thing, but it's just kind of interesting to see what's resonating with players, or wondering what's resonating with players. And you know, once things start to go bad, every once in a while you'll kind of see the players, I won't say losing faith in a coach. You hope that doesn't happen here, but you know, coach, you gave us a game plan, we did it, and we still lost. You know, if that kind of thing can snowball the wrong way too.
Well, you heard him say also after the last game, you know, we got beaten all three phases,
and by the way, from a coaching standpoint, he took ownership as well.
And I think that what that goes back to again is them realizing at some point or another that while they went in to drain the swamp, you know, didn't quite get drained, and that is, we're going to run the football this week. You know, you end up in circumstances, or you feel that you're in circumstances that prevent you from doing that. When in reality, that's probably the one thing that will keep you in a game. Right. Things are getting out of control very quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. I mean, Phil Emery mentioned, you know, we get down by 14 points at halftime to Miami, and well, they have to throw.
No, you don't.
Well, that's my point. Right. It's like with this team is built. It should be able to come from behind. And I almost felt not like Phil's in a position to lose faith at halftime kind of thing. But trust these guys. I mean, you saw what could happen in San Francisco. They put 21 points on the 49ers in the fourth quarter. Again, that was Jay throwing. And sometimes maybe his default setting is not to engineer a drive the way a Tom Brady would or a Peyton Manning, where, you know, the passing becomes a 5-yard handoff. That may not be his DNA. But this team is built to come back. If they're down by 10 points at halftime, I don't think that's a lot for this team to overcome.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
It shouldn't be. And you wrote about that in an article today on CSNChicago.com and how Dallas is kind of doing it this year, how that ratio has balanced out and, in fact, helped them. Real quick before we let you go, a pleasant surprise maybe on defense, on the defensive side this year? And is there a disappointment that you have on defense this year?
Well, the disappointment has been the defensive line. And everything starts and ends with the pass rush. I mean, you saw what it can be when it's in what it was in Atlanta.
Flashing back and forth.
It's amazing. Three throw in linebackers, if you want to call them that, look pretty good if the pass rush is getting home. Mm-hmm. And I've been somewhat surprised at Jared Allen. I think Willie Young's been a surprise the other way. And if you want to talk about a good surprise, I think he would be one. And Lamar Houston before the injury wasn't the impact player I thought he would be coming out of Oakland. If there is, I won't even call it a surprise because he was the 14th pick of the draft. I think Kyle Fuller would be looking at should be in the Pro Bowl discussion.
Living up to expectations.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they struck gold with him. And so that might be only because he's a rookie. I was surprised he's that good.